وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salaam alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hossein Latifi and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about Quranic verses and Islamic teachings pertaining to human being. And in the previous episodes, we talked about different dimensions of the human soul, like the intellect, fitrah, and desires. And when we put all of these different dimensions together, we realize that we are left with a situation of decision-making. Human beings, they have internal conflicting forces, desires, and because of this very situation, they can make decisions. And the decisions they make are drastically different than the decisions that sometimes animals make, because the decisions that animals make, they are just limited options that they have, and it's been years that they are just making those decisions. But for human beings, the decisions that could possibly be made are very different and diverse. So that shows the unique capacity of human beings. And we said there are certain verses of the Holy Quran that prove this, and which is the basis for moral accountability and responsibility. And then we said there are other verses of the Holy Quran that are misunderstood by some people for different reasons and out of different motivations. We said one motivation for that was to justify their own crimes. Another thing, or another source of misunderstanding, is how we can understand the relationship between divine will and human will. Because we want to prove the sovereignty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a sovereign, almighty God? At the same time, we can, and there are human beings, can go against the will of Allah. They can do stuff that are contrary to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we said there is the distinction between legislative will of Allah and creative will. People cannot go against the creative will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They only go against the legislative will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is for certain wisdom, for certain reason. Like the way that a teacher conducts and holds a session of exam, and he has two wills. One will is that all students participate. Another will is for students to write the right answer. But if some students go against this latter will, does not mean they also are going against the former will, which was the will of being all the students being in the class or the exam room. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put people in a situation in which they have to make a decision. They have to go through the test. Yes, there is no free will in that. There is no free will in a situation that we are in now here. But there is free will in the choices that we make. We also explain this, that when we talk about free will, we don't talk about absolute free will in the sense that we are God, meaning that we can make decisions about ourselves in any way possible. No, this is not there. Actually, there is the dua that we say when we do astaghfirullah, when we do astaghfar, when we ask for forgiveness, we actually say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this is a forgiveness, this is an apology presented to you by a person who is not in full control of himself. Yes, we know that we have to apologize for the things that we could make a change, we could do better, and we failed, and we ask for forgiveness for them. But along the way, as if we want to make the case a bit lenient, we say, you know what, we are not in that full control. لا يملك لنفسه نفعا ولا ضرا. You know that we don't have control over ourselves. We don't even know where we're going to die, how we're going to die, or nothing about. So this doesn't show or doesn't mean we don't have free will. These limits that we have are there, but in certain other issues, we have free will. We will have a break and we come back to discuss some of the other verses of the Holy Quran about free will.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hussein Latifi, and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about the limits that we have, that all the way through our lives, we have different limits. And these limits sometimes completely block our free will, sometimes no. So as much as they leave a space for us to make decisions, we are responsible for that space. So the limits that are there, you can say we have genetic limits. For example, a person genetically has some issues. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not unjust. He knows the situation, the health situation of people. He's not going to judge people based on one size fits all and then says, no, your personal problems are not taken into account. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that people, they have. But it doesn't mean people are forced to do stuff. For example, if a person, yes, they have inclination towards, eating, about to food. Well, it doesn't force them. It makes it a bit more difficult for them, but it doesn't force them to, for example, say, I cannot fast because I have a great desire for food. Or let me give you an example, clear example. A person has some inclination towards violence or, risky situations. Then that person murders another innocent person and says, okay, my genes are like that. Does anyone accept such a thing? The genes of murder that I have and it justifies my action? No. Yes, the fact that you're extrovert and you like to have, risk in your life, it maybe makes it a bit more difficult for you to avoid certain sins. But it doesn't mean that you were forced to do it. In Arabic, in Islamic theology, they are called iqtida. Iqtida means some people, they have inclinations toward certain stuff more than others, which makes a test a bit more difficult for them. But it doesn't mean they are forced to do it. Like a person, I go to university and I'm studying. At the same time, in my room, at the dorm, in my room, I have all sorts of things that, for example, player, video game player, and that thing, everything that I have at my availability. So at the end of the semester, when I failed my exam, they say, why did you fail the exam? I say, because I spent too much time on TV. I had TV in the dorm. Well, you were not forced to watch the TV. It's tempting, but it doesn't mean you were forced. So some people make this confusion and don't make the distinction, don't appreciate the distinction. They say, well, I was forced to do it. But when you realize it's not the force, it's just some iqtida, some inclination, some temptation. Temptation was bigger for me. Yes, temptation was bigger, but doesn't mean you lost your control. If it reaches a point that a person loses the control, then yes. It's like a health situation, condition for a person that he loses control. That is yes. But as long as people have free will, those changes in the situations that they have, and inshallah in the next episode we talk about, like historical context, like the family, as I said, genetics. People do not have similar conditions in the test that they have, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking in consideration all of these in order to give reward or punishment to people. And at the same time, people, they still have their free will. Inshallah, we continue the discussion in the following episode. Thank you very much for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على محمد وعلى آله.